Yeah, sure.
It's just sometimes you think, or I think that by having association for other gurus that give me shiksha, I think that it's disrespectful sometimes that I might have more affection to them through having more physical association. And then I ask myself, yes, but you know, your Gurudev is actually the one that you should, you know. So it's sometimes a little bit but I can understand from the intellectual and philosophical way, I can understand.
Actually, you see, you have to, you know, see it as a family, and all the members are connected to each other. Like, if the son becomes attached to the uncle, does the father feel bad about it, or he feels happy about it? And you'll find in a family, at least I remember, I got more love and affection from my uncles than my father. From my father I got chastisement. And from my uncles I got chocolates. See it as a family. ISKCON as a family. And, you know, we can take such a wonderful, you know, it is such a wonderful benefit that we have, such an advantage we have. So, don't hesitate in developing a relationship with your uncles, and aunts, to your brothers and cousins. The more, the merrier, isn't it? Why should we be thinking? I mean, actually, sometimes, you know, devotees, many devotees get into this kind of thing, that my guru and my guru's disciple, we are one family. No. That is one family within a bigger family. And otherwise, you know, if we get into these groups around different gurus, then that will also weaken ISKCON family. We have to see the total family, the family of Srila Prabhupada. And eventually this family will grow and it will become family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today we can't really extend so far because the unity hasn't become strong enough within the family. Therefore, as I was discussing, like, we can't even extend it to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? We can't even take it a step forward. Because the problem is that if we put too much emphasis on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then, you know, we will miss out on our focus. We'll lose the focus on ISKCON. It'll become confusing. Therefore, first we have to actually reinforce our own family. And when this family is strong, then it can take other members from other groups under the wings. You see, what the risk that we run, you know, I'm being very, very straightforward actually. Like, people may think that sometimes, you know, when I make comments like this, you know, even my godbrothers become quite, you know, shaken up. That, you know, like, I'm, you know, saying not to put emphasis on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But that is with a purpose. I'm not, you know, showing any disrespect to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'm just being practical. Because, you see, if you consider that in a bigger family, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, grand disciples, great grand disciples, in relation to, you know, our family, then what will happen? That we will include many individuals who will not give enough respect to Srila Prabhupada or will not recognize the importance of Srila Prabhupada. It is very important that we recognize the importance of Srila Prabhupada. And, you see, in order to properly establish Srila Prabhupada's importance, you know, it has to be Prabhupada's followers. Because, I'll give you a small example. Sometimes, you know, when Prabhupada spoke, sometimes, you know, it may seem that Prabhupada was not completely online. Like, you know, people, in simple words, people may find faults with Srila Prabhupada. But what is our attitude? Even if Prabhupada said something that is apparently appearing to be wrong, is right because Prabhupada said it. But that won't be the case with outsiders. They don't have that kind of loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. That they would see that whatever Prabhupada said, even if it is wrong, it is right. And that is the way we have to look at the spiritual master. Right? If the spiritual master calls a rope to be snake, we say it is a snake. Right? It's not rope, it's snake. But others won't see it like that. They'll say, no, this is rope. And the result of that will be, you know, Prabhupada's position will be minimized. Now, the consideration is not whether Prabhupada is, what the Prabhupada said is right or wrong. The consideration is what Prabhupada has done. That is the ultimate proof of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual identity. That Srila Prabhupada is the chosen one by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if I want to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have to follow Srila Prabhupada. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Purnamini. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. ISKCON Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Sriman Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Damodar Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandam.
Don't you adopt the Chandra Jai.